almost time to leave. The nightingales were singing and the moon shone fair and bright. And so to save expenses, why, he just turned out the light. That wasn't all. That wasn't all. He threw his arm round her like this. That wasn't all. That wasn't all. He asked her for one tiny kiss. That wasn't all. He near dropped dead. His face turned blue and then turned red. He kissed not her, but her pa instead. That wasn't all. That wasn't all. At last her pa consented. They were married in the fall. Domestic happiness was his. She was his all in all. A year passed by and Christmas came. His wife presented Blink with shoes and socks, cigars and knickknacks, and, well, let me think. That wasn't all. That wasn't all. He asked the nurse, is it a boy? That wasn't all. That wasn't all. But she replied in manner coy, that isn't all. Creaked Scotty yelled, the gasp for breath, he was compelled. Two bouncing babies he beheld. That wasn't all. That wasn't all. Miss Fluffy Ruffles comes to town upon a summer's day. She's heard about that building called the Flatiron on Broadway. She stops at 23rd Street and the massive structure sees. But as she stands there gazing up, up also comes a breeze. That wasn't all. That wasn't all. Above her shoes, she felt a draft. That wasn't all. That wasn't all. It sounded as if someone laughed. That wasn't all. The horrid men stared as the breezes blew again. She showed her indignation then. That wasn't all. That wasn't all.